Frank Sinatra was, for all intents and purposes, America's first modern pop superstar. Born Francis Albert Sinatra in Hoboken, New Jersey, on a cold December day in 1915, Sinatra would become one of the 20th century's most iconic entertainers. In the 10 years since his passing, his legacy not only endures, but continues to grow in stature. Hi, I'm Mark Wilson. Coming up on our special portrait of Frank Sinatra, we'll explore his life and music. We'll hear from the people who knew him best, and later, we'll debut a previously unreleased recording of Body and Soul. The son of a boxer and fireman, Frank Sinatra dropped out of high school to pursue a musical career. But his education was far from over. In the early days, Sinatra learned his singing techniques from the instrumentalists he was paid to sing with. Sinatra friend and producer Quincy Jones explains.
The thing that we all have to remember when you want to really get to the heart, the nerve center of what Frank Sinatra's essence is about, as a stylist and as a lifestyle and musical style, they're both pretty hot. When Frank worked with the Rat Pack, you know, the pack, they'd clown a lot and have a good time and everything else, and everybody'd get ripped and everything. But when he worked with the band, people have to remember that, like the rappers say, back in the day, when that was happening with him and Harry James and Tommy Dorsey, the singers in those days were the relief for the instrumentalists. The instrumentalists were the stars. And Frank would sit there with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers in the chairs all night until the band got tired of playing, and they'd modulate and they'd go into a song. And so what this did, and Francis has related this to many people many times in his life, that how much he learned from that experience to be able to sit and watch all these great musicians in improvisation and breathing. He told me he learned a lot about breathing from Tommy Dorsey, just watching Tommy breathe, because he had impeccable breathing. And they all the singers that lasted 50 and 60 years with careers were people that came from the same spawning ground as Frank did. Peggy Lee, Ella Fitzgerald, Billy Eckstein, Sarah Vaughan, they're still around because they started with those bands and they had their chops together. And their spawning ground was very substantial, and they knew what they were doing. That's why they'll sing as long as they want to.
It was after seeing Bing Crosby perform that Sinatra made the decision to become a singer. Later, it was Crosby who would have a deep admiration for Frank. Sinatra's son and musical conductor, Frank Sinatra Jr.
An interviewer was talking with the late Bing Crosby. They were talking about all the years of started as crooning, singing. Bing Crosby was one of the greatest talents the 20th century produced in terms of our music. And this person, just by the by, happened to say to Bing Crosby, "What is this with Sinatra? Why is he so popular?" And Bing Crosby, an expert on that same kind of music, thought for a minute. He said, "Sinatra is the only one of us who gets through to all ages." And I never heard it put better.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
From the beginning, there was something very different about the way Sinatra performed a song. Comedian Tom Dreesen toured with Frank for 13 years. They were also good friends.
The reason why he was different from all the other singers, we forget what a great actor Frank Sinatra was. He won the Academy Award, From Here to Eternity. But what about The Man with the Golden Arm, The Manchurian Candidate, a movie called Suddenly? This was a brilliant, brilliant actor. And I once said to him, when he had a bunch of house guests, Gregory Peck and Kirk Douglas and Clint Eastwood and all those people were there, and I said to him one night, we're all sitting around in the backyard, 3 o'clock in the morning, as we always do, and I said, did you ever take acting lessons? And Gregory Peck grabbed my arm and he said, acting lessons would have ruined him. This was a diamond in the rough you didn't fool with. So with Frank Sinatra, when you gave him a song, to him it was a script. What did the writer feel the night the writer took pen in hand? Frank Sinatra would immerse himself into the lyric. He'd become that lonely guy in the bar whose woman left him, and he's hurting real bad. One night in the car, we were talking about this, and he said to me, Tommy, you ever go through a bad love affair and you're riding around in a car and a song comes on the radio and it starts to break your heart, so you change the station? He said, and then another song comes on and it starts to break your heart and you change the station. And lo and behold, another song comes on and all of a sudden it dawns on you, these guys wrote those songs when they feel like you're feeling right now. Sinatra, beyond any artist, knew that.
Sinatra had a way of interpreting a song that turned them into instant classics. Again, Frank Sinatra Jr.
There were songwriters. I remember meeting Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus, and I met Senor Jobim and people from all over the world, and they all used to make this statement, even Alan and Marilyn Bergman, two of our greatest modern lyricists. They used to say, you know, when I sit there and I write my song, my melody and my lyric, I hear Sinatra's voice singing it back to me in my mind. And they were very serious about that. And I thought that is the ultimate compliment, really.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine, and you're gonna be mine.
Frank would sing the songs that would make young girls, or Bobby Soxers as they were once called, swoon in the aisles. He was the first real teen idol. And when he sang about love, well, he sang from a personal, intimate point of view. The late Al Viola, Sinatra's guitar player for many years, makes the point.
The word love is said by many singers, but when Sinatra sings a song and says the word love, the way that the lyrics are written, when the word love comes up in the lyric, you really understand it, and he means it.
He's a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have her charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink. Since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again. Simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her, bring spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Frank Sinatra, above all else, was the king of losers in love. When you had it bad, Sinatra was the guy that felt your pain. Again, comedian Tom Dreesen.
His daughter Nancy, to me, had one of the great quotes. She said, my dad is a winner that losers identify with. pretty profound. Because, you know, you when you hear Sinatra sing in a bar, when you're sitting in a bar and your woman has left you and somebody puts Frank Sinatra on the jukebox, you're hurting. You lost, and it's the game of love. But you identify with Frank, you know, because he could feel your pain.
Sinatra had a way of making those songs of lost loves, sung over a glass of whiskey and a smoldering cigarette, come to life in a unique way. Audiences couldn't get enough.
When you hear Frank singing about that hurt man in the bar, you know, and one for my baby, when you realize as Frank got older, you know, when I was touring with him and he lost some of his singing skills, he never lost his acting skills. And now he was a 77-year-old man in a bar whose woman left him, and he knows he's never going to find love again. And that's the way he sang it. I seen him in Las Vegas one night at the Golden Nugget. He did one for my baby. And he set it up the way he always set up. Folks, this is I'm a saloon singer, and this is a saloon song. He said, a saloon song is, to me, is about a love affair since past. He said, this is a song about a guy whose chick left him, and he's hurting real bad. He's hurting so bad he can't bring himself out of his apartment. He's got this cheap little apartment. Finally, after 3 days in this apartment, he's got to get out and talk to somebody or he's going to explode. It's early in the morning. He leaves his apartment. He wanders into a bar just before the bartender's starting to close. He said, now you assume the role of the bartender. And then the lights go down low and he starts doing, it's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. And he starts doing the song and drinking. Smoking a cigarette and drinking. As the song progresses, the character's getting drunker. Pretty soon, the song's over, and the character's well into his cups now. And Frank says, so make it one for my baby and one more for the road. And he goes, oh, Jesus, that long, long road. And he puts a cigarette out on the floor, and he staggers off the stage into the darkness, and he doesn't come back. And the audience is going wild. It was little theater. It was magnificent to watch. But he knew, you gotta leave him just like that. He was the best.
Drinking again and thinking of when you loved me. I'm having a few and wishing that you were here. Making the rounds, accepting a round from strangers. Being a fool, just hoping that you'll appear. Sure, I can borrow a smoke, maybe tell some joker bad joke. But nobody laughs. They don't laugh at a broken heart. Oh yeah, I'm drinking again. It's always the same, that same old story. After the kicks, there's little old mixed up me. Trying to lose a dream that used to be. Look at me, I'm drinking again. Drinking all over town. Yeah.